Here, the Edo period painter Itō Jakuchū presents a large and powerful hawk perched on the twisted trunk of an ancient plum tree in bloom. Dating to around 1753, it is a relatively early work in Jakuchū's long career, and was executed right around the time that Jakuchū handed over the reins of his family's greengrocer business to his younger brother, so he could concentrate all his energies on painting. Hawk on a blossoming plum branch is exemplary of Jakuchū's infatuation with empirical studies of nature and his mastery of balance between obsessive realism and witty abstraction. The painting is a tour de force of technical virtuosity and illustrates Jakuchū's unceasing pursuit of perfection. He was known to labor over his color paintings for long periods, constantly struggling to balance color play and composition. It has been recently discovered that Jakuchū would apply color and ink to the verso of his paintings, trying to saturate and intensify the pigments of his compositions. As it turns out, this was a technique used by Buddhist painters in both China and Japan, illustrating Jakuchū's depth of knowledge of the classical painting canon. Through his association with Shōkokuji Temple in Kyoto, Jakuchū gained access to a large number of Chinese and Japanese paintings housed in the temple's collection, as well as imported painting manuals and books on botany and zoology, all of which he studied meticulously. He was also keen to paint plants and animals from life, and it is said that he kept exotic bantam roosters as pets in his garden, and used them throughout his career as models.